is a recurring theme throughout the county. A number of different supplies are experiencing high flows already, and as I said, with the experience of last year, the following areas are giving us concern. We're asking people to avoid running taps. It's counterproductive and it runs down the available storage that we have. We're also saying that if people could check for burst mains or leaks, and any suspected leaks or wastage should be reported to the local council office. Where there's vacant properties or holiday homes, we're asking people to check for internal plumbing that may be damaged in the freezing conditions. Or ideally, if people are going off on holidays or leaving properties or holiday homes, they should be turning the water off and draining that house down.
How far are we away in your estimation, and we understand it is only that, if the current conditions prevail, of seeing water supplies having to be switched off overnight, for example?
We're not there yet, Greg, but I mean, that's inevitable. If the high demand goes on, this is why we appeal to the community to help us preserve the water we have and avoid restrictions if we can. I could also say, Greg, that the farming community can be a big help to us here, and often field troughs and outbuildings there where there may be leakage, if they could be checked. Or also caravan parks. We'd invite owners of caravan parks. Another area that's remote and maybe plumbing can be exposed and it's difficult to find water losses, and we're inviting caravan park owners to turn off those parks, and that'll help a lot as well.